Start your day with remembrance of all.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin was salatu was salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursalin sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu was salamu alayka ya rasulullah as-salatu was salamu alayka ya habiballah as-salatu was salamu alayka ya nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nurullah رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists, abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon His illustrious family and noble companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. We say, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madini channel. We are going to be having a beautiful program. Yes, as we listen to some amazing parables from the glorious Qur'an-e Pak. But of course, before that, as you know, our routine is to listen to the blessings of reciting Salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we would listen to a Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through which we increase our love and devotion for the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, we would dive into our topic of discussion, a very short narration in regards to the blessings of reciting Durud-e Pak subhanallah. It has been mentioned in a beautiful hadith. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when two Muslims meet and greet each another for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whilst doing so, they recite durud and send salutations and salams upon me, Allahu Akbar. Before they depart from one another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall forgive them their past and their future sins. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to recite abundance of Durud-e Pak upon Rasul Akram, Noor-e Mujassam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jis taraf ut gayi, dam-e-dam a gaya, us nigah-e-inayat pe laakho salam, woh zaba, jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafiz hukumat pe laakho salam. Subhanallah. All of this is through the virtues and blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To chale, isi nisbat se ek Nati Rasul bhi sunte hain. Your hearts will surely be enlightened after listening to this Mubarak and beautiful kalam Nati Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please do not leave us. Stay locked only to Madani channel, since we will return after this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
Wo kaun hai jinke dar par mangne wala nahi sunta? Wo kaun hai jinki rehmat ka darya khud pyaason ko talash karta hai? Wo kaun hai jinke ishare se लाखों की शफाअत हो जाएगी? वो कौन है जो महशर के दिन अपने गुलामों को अपने हाथों से जामे कौसर अता फरमाए? यकीनन वो कोई और नहीं, जूदो करम वाले, सखावत वाले, रहमत वाले रब के हबीब हमारे आका हैं।
वाह क्या जूदो करम है تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے صحبت تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
دار چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا تارے کھلتے سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تسنیم نرالا تیرا فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا
واہ کیا جو تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا پھریرا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہاں
خان زمانہ سے سولاک کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا میں ہی سنتا
تیرا جس دن چھوکو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا
واہ کیا جو تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Welcome back, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. As you are watching this program called The Early Echo, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we discuss parables and events of the Holy Quran Pak. And of course, these events have extremely important lessons for us through which we enlighten our hearts and we take lessons from them, and subhanallah, we implement in our lives. And of course, these parables are there for us to realize and analyze, you know, the people of the past, as well as at the same time, we incline towards the Holy Quran Pak, have connection and love to this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was revealed upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So as we are going to be discussing istiqamat, which is known as steadfastness, right? To be firm, to be steadfast. And this we are going to be mentioning from the Holy Quran Pak. Not one or two, but many parables in the Holy Quran Pak that discusses and speaks about the istiqamah and steadfastness of the Muslims in the past. That is to say, the blessed and honorable companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal hame bhi sahaba ikram ke sadqe mein istiqamat ata farmaye. May we also receive steadfastness upon the deen and upon every type of difficulties or tests of this dunya in order to attain salvation from the horrors or from the difficulties of this dunya, in order to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So of course, istiqama is a great gift, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Isse pehle ki hum Quran Pak mein se koi waqia sunaye ya hum seekhe, ye janna pehle bahut zaruri hai ki we all do accept and we all do realize that everyone in this dunya chases and everyone in this world wants to attain success, whether it is related to the worldly matter or whether it is related to the hereafter. Success is that which every Muslim or which every individual in this dunya wants to achieve and wants to attain. And actual fact behind this is that since we all are wanting to attain success in both worlds, it is very, very important, whether it is the worldly matter or the dini matter, in both cases, istiqamat and steadfastness in any work that you do is very, very necessary, very, very important, subhanallah. Here, inshallah, since we are discussing the matters related to the hereafter, our dini and religious matters, so therefore, inshallah, we will recite some ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, and we will try and understand from there what istiqama is actually meant, or what is meant by istiqamat and steadfastness. In this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about the glad tidings for those individuals who adopt or who have istiqamah within them. Subhanallah, He Azza wa Jal has mentioned,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ.
Subhanallah. Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. Indeed, those who said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا, what they have said? رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They said that our Rabb, our Creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after making this claim, they remained firm upon their claim. Subhanallah. The angels descend upon them. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Since they have claimed that their Rabb is Allah Azza wa Jal, and not only claim, but the proof of this claim was for them to remain firm upon this claim. The blessings and the glad tidings for such an individual is that angels shall descend to them. Allahu Akbar, saying, the angel will descend to them saying, do not fear, nor grieve, and rather be happy for the paradise which you were promised. Subhanallah. Actually, in the tafsir and the commentary of the Holy Quran Pak known as Siratul Jinan, it has been mentioned that the angels descend upon this person who remains firm and steadfast upon his claim, upon Islam, upon the deen, upon the beliefs of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal is our creator, our Lord, our sustainer. No matter what the case or the situation may have been, he had protected his faith and iman. He did not sell his iman. He did not let go of his faith. So the glad tidings for such a person is that angels shall descend and come to such a person and tell him that do not grieve, do not have any fear of the hereafter or the people that you have left behind in the dunya. Why? Because now the gift and the ultimate result of your steadfastness in the world is that here Allah Azza wa Jal shall grant you that paradise and that Jannah and the blessings of paradise which He has promised in the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. This is the tafsir or the summary of the tafsir which I have briefly mentioned, dear viewers, under the Madani channel. So subhanallah, there are immense blessings of steadfastness. Just once again, I'm going to mention a few ahadith, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, before we listen to the parables from the Holy Quran. Here, I will present to you two different ahadith that speaks about the virtues and blessings, the fadail of istiqamah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the era after yours will be the era of patience. Whoever remains steadfast and firm upon the deen of Islam in the era will be given the reward equal to 50 martyrs among you. Allahu Akbar. He will be given the reward of 50 martyrs among you if you had remained firm despite all the fitnas, despite all the mischiefs, all the temptations, all the sins which are inviting us, but rather we have remained firm on our religion, we have followed the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So here, subhanallah, the reward for such a person who remains firm is what? 50 martyrs among you. Allahu Akbar. Chale aage badhte hain in another hadith in Sahih al-Muslim. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated and he has said that I had asked the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aap mujhe aisi koi baat bataayin. Tell me something that I could do or I could learn about Islam, about my religion, that iske baad mein kisi se na poochun. After this, there would be no need for me to ask anyone else. Tell me something so comprehensive about the deen of Islam that I would no longer need to ask anyone else about the deen of Islam. Subhanallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. You want to know something very comprehensive about the deen? Then listen. Say that I believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, and after saying this, remain firm upon that. Do not shake. Do not shiver. Do not move from your position, from your claim, because this is to claim that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the evidence and the proof of this claim? It is for you to remain firm and steadfast upon this claim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is istiqamah and this is steadfastness, subhanallah. Furthermore, to make you understand the difference of opinions, or rather I would say aqwal and sayings of the pious predecessors. You know, Allama Sharif Jurjani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned, carrying out good deeds whilst remaining or refraining from sins, whilst carrying out good actions and good deeds, and whilst you're doing good amal and actions, on the other hand, you abstain and you refrain from committing gunas and sins, is called istiqamah. Allahu Akbar. And it is the very same istiqamah which is, of course, better than karama. There are many people out there who desire karamat over istiqamat. Whereas the ulama and the scholars have taught us, they have explained to us, subhanallah, that al-istiqamatu fawqa al-karamat, that to remain firm and steadfast upon the deen of Islam is actually better and greater than karamat. But unfortunately, as the scholars have mentioned, that it is the nafs that desires karamat. It is the nafs and the desires of a person that wishes to see the karamats. However, Allah does not want to see the karamat from you, but rather Allah Azza wa Jal wants to see your istiqamah. He wants to see your istiqamat and your steadfastness upon the deen. So the nafs is that which desires karamat, whilst Allah Azza wa Jal wants to see your istiqamat. So the scholars of Islam have mentioned that strive and work very hard for your steadfastness upon the deen. Because these tests which come to us from now, now and again, of course then changes, you know, the position of a person. It grants or it shakes a person in his religion. There are people who remain firm for a very long time, but when death comes to them, they aren't able to recite the kalima, and rather they make, you know, blasphemous statement. and say things which would lead them out of the folds of Islam even before their death. It's for this reason Allah Azza wa Jal has, you know, warned us and ordered us in the Holy Quran Pak to protect your faith and your iman for as long as you live. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like you're rightfully supposed to fear Him. And never die. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّا And never die. But as a Muslim. Do not die here refers to, as in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it has been mentioned, that here it means, for as long as you live, protect your iman and your faith. So that when you leave this world, you will take your iman and faith with you. Subhanallah. It will be intact even at the time of your death. And this is exactly what the pious predecessors have done. They strived and they worked very hard whilst they lived. And they showed concern about the end. Because it is the end which matters the most. It is not right now only, but rather the end is the most important part. Like our children or the youth out there that write exams. And they wait at the end of the exams to see their results. Likewise, the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ is, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ Actions are dependent upon the end result. What you do now is of course counted, but what matters the most is that how did you end your examination? Did you pass or did you fail? Because actions are judged by the end result, how the end was. Allahu Akbar. So here, istiqamat is very, very important. You know, if we open the Holy Quran Pak and now we move towards these events of the glorious Quran Pak and we want to analyze from there, inshallah, after listening to this verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Remaining firm upon the religion, how important it is to remain firm. Then we have also listened to two ahadith that speaks about istiqamat. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ To say that you believe in Allah, and not only to say that, your actions will determine whether you are firm upon this claim of yours. Furthermore, subhanallah, we have understood that it is extremely important to leave this world with iman and with faith. Subhanallah. If we open the Quran Pak, we would learn that the Holy Quran Pak has taught us and has reminded us of, you know, these extremely important events that had occurred in Islam, such as the Battle of Badr, the Battle of Uhud, the Battle of Hunain. Allahu Akbar. You know, I'm just giving you some examples from the Holy Quran Pak. If you analyze and study Sirat-i Mustafa, in which these incidents have been mentioned in detail, Alhamdulillah, and many other books of history, when you study the Sirah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you would analyze and see what amount of difficulties the Sahaba, the companions have endured for the upliftment and for the protection of one's faith as well as for Islam. How steadfast they were. Individually and even when they were united together, if you only have to study the Battle of Badr, you know, this event of Badr is such an event that which is an eye-opener. It is a great lesson, and there are numerous Madani pearls which we can derive from this battle. It is not only about the Muslim army combating with the non-believers, and there was a huge fight and the end result was the Muslims won and the non-Muslims lost. No. Understand the spirit of this battle. Understand and analyze and go into the depths of this. Subhanallah. Let's learn from the Holy Quran Pak, which speaks about this, you know, the entire scenario which had changed. And why did the scenario change in this battlefield? Though we all know that there were thousands of non-Muslims. According to one narration, there were 950 non-Muslims. On the other hand, we all know that there were 313 Muslims. They were very well equipped on the other side, whilst the Muslims were not very well equipped. They had just a few swords, few horses, and the rest had nothing in their hands. You know, barefooted. And what made things worse was, when the Muslims went to the Battle of Badr, Udwatud Dunya was the mountain where the Muslims have camped. And when the Meccans mobilized their army, they came to a mountain or they came to an area called Udwatul Qaswa. So Udwatul Dunya and Udwatul Qaswa, this entire Badr had mapped in such a way that the Muslims and the non-Muslims were face to face. 313 Muslims on one end. Udwatul Dunya. Udwatul Qaswa, this is where they camped and mobilized their army. And here, subhanallah, you go on and you would learn and realize that the Muslims had no wells, had no water. The fields that they were camping on were extremely soft. And it was very muddy, it was very difficult. There was no water. They were already troubled. And on the other hand, the non-Muslims, their land was firm, it was solid, it was concrete. They had water, they had everything. We also learn in the seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ that they would slaughter 11 animals every day. 11 camels were slaughtered and they were eating, enjoying, celebrating. Whilst on the other hand, the Muslim army, the army of Rasulullah ﷺ, were in the state of starvation. But here, through the blessings of their istiqamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that Allahu Akbar, when the non-Muslims would see the Muslim army, the idea behind this was for them not to change or postpone the battlefield or the date of the battle. Rather, they remain normal in number. But when the Muslims would see the non-Muslims, then through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the number from thousands reduced to hundreds. It seemed as if they were just few non-Muslims. So in this way, the Muslims were courageous. Despite the lands being different, on one side is a soft land, on the other it is a very sakht and hard land. But here I'm presenting to you the summary of this battle, whereas the Quran has mentioned how Allah Azza wa Jal showered His mercy upon these people, upon these individuals, subhanallah. The Quran speaks about a rain, a tremendous rain that descended from the heaven, from the skies, Allahu Akbar, which caused the muddy lands to harden. It became like concrete. And since they had no waters, and this whispers of shaitan came to them many a times, to the Muslim army, that look at your side. You have no water. Your lands are so muddy. You have nothing to drink. You got no water to even make wudu. How do you survive like this? And look at on the other end. They have water. They have food. They have everything they want. So when this waswasa and whisper of shaitan was interfering amongst them, Allahu Akbar. This verse of the Holy Quran Pak was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully in the Holy Quran Pak. It says,
وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِيُطَهِّرَكُم بِهِ وَيُذْهِبَ عَنكُمْ رِجْسَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَرْبِطَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامِ.
And send down water from the skies upon you to purify you with it. Allahu Akbar. وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ. Allah says, and we send down rain from the skies for what? To purify you with that water and to remove the impurity of shaitan from you. Give your hearts strength and steadfastly establish your feet with it. So the water came with such mercy, subhanallah, that it removed the muddy grounds, it turned and transformed those, you know, muddy and unstable grounds into a concrete area and ground, subhanallah. Furthermore, through this rain, subhanallah, they had eliminated the waswasas and the evil thoughts from their hearts, which shaitan was whispering and putting into their hearts and minds. Subhanallah, these evil whispers were removed. And furthermore, subhanallah, their hearts were strengthened. As the Quran is explained to us, that their hearts were strengthened. And then furthermore, they remain istiqamat, steadfast. They were steadfast upon the mission, and they attained, you know, the grounds which made them firm. Their footing was firm on the ground, subhanallah. So there are numerous blessings of attaining istiqamat, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. To sum up this event, as the scholars have mentioned, the rainfall became a means of blessing for the Muslims and a means of destruction for the non-Muslims. Because if this rain had caused the grounds of the Muslims to become solid, the very same rain that descended from the skies caused the ground of the non-Muslims to become very muddy and unstable. It became like a quicksand. As the hooves of their horses were running on the ground, they were sinking to the ground. Allahu Akbar. It was the same rain that descended upon the muddy lands. And instead of making it more muddy, it became solid. Subhanallah. Look at the blessings of Islam. Subhanallah. Look at the blessings of having tawakkul and reliance and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. It is this trust, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, which was solid and hard and embedded in the hearts of the Sahaba Ikram. It's for this reason, whether you ask, you know, for example, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as once his sight had fallen upon the back of Hazrat Sayyidina Khabab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he asked, oh Khabab, what are these scars on your back? I see some of these scars. It was just visible a little. And Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Khabab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, that you asking me about these scars on my back? Well, these scars are those scars which I attain in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I attain these scars on my back when the non-Muslims had tortured me to this extent that they ripped my clothes apart and they beat me and hit me and lashed me to this extent that there was no skin left on my back. It was totally out of my back. I remain these wounds and scars, whereas upon the hot sand they would make me lay on my back and place boulders on my chest, or make me stand tied to the poles under the hot scorching heat and sun of Arab. Furthermore, I went through all of the starvation and remaining thirsty and hungry for days. Allahu Akbar. All of this was my istiqamat. Because the more they told me, the more they said to me that, oh Khabab, if only you could leave Islam, if only you could stop following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we promise to release you. But he says, well, this was never going to happen. I would lose my life, but I can never leave the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I could lose my life, but I could never ever leave the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're asking me for something which is already embedded in my heart. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already penetrated my heart. And this is something I can never leave. And therefore they said to him once, whilst they were about to execute him, they said, oh Khabab, today I'm sure you wish that you could be in the comfort zone of your Rasul that you follow sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for your Prophet to be in your place. Allahu Akbar. You know what was the answer of Khabab radiallahu anhu? Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, he says, well, oh people, you have not understood my love and devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're asking me, or you're telling me that today maybe I'm wishing to be in his place whilst he's in his comfort zone? Whereas my love teaches me, whereas this is the command of my muhabba and devotion for him, that I would not even wish for a thorn to prick him in his comfort zone. Leave alone him being in my place today, I would sacrifice my life upon the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isi baat ko, Sarkari Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat, Parwan Aisha Mi'i Risalat, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, Rahmatullahi ta'ala li, yu bhi farmate hain.
Karu tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida. Karu tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida. Do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karu kya karo do jahan nahi, sallu alaihi wa alihi, sallu alaihi wa alihi, sallu alihi,
sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, yes, we are discussing this amazing event in the Holy Quran Park in regards to the rainfall during the Battle of Badr. Hi, 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 hi. Subhanallah. Look at the blessings that we have mentioned about, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected. Because look, this is, as the ulama and the scholars have mentioned, the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which never changes. What is the tradition of Allah azza wa jal? This tradition means that you should do what is in your capacity according to Islam. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you believe in Jannah, you believe in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you rightfully act upon those commandments. You bring them into action, and not only restrict those commandments to your lips, our statements or our claim that we make, do not restrict it to your lips. Rather, you should practically show that you are a Muslim by being firm upon the religion of Islam. Do not sing, one should not be found, you know, complaining, I do not believe in taqdeer anymore, I lost hope, I lost trust in life, you know, the difficulties of life have toppled me around and I cannot endure them anymore. Many of them, actually, you know, let go of their iman and faith because they see, you know, easiness on the other end in this world. And for this reason, they actually let go of their iman and faith, which is the most valuable thing. But here, I'm speaking about the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the decree of Allah azza wa jal, which never changes, because this is the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He blesses those people who have istiqamah. He blesses those Muslims in this world, and He will bless them even on the day of Akhirah, on the day of judgment, as He Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. So you will never find the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal changing. He never changes the decree. This is His way, and this is the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of blessing those people who have istiqamah. Today their names are shining in the skies. Furthermore, even when Muslims were put to task with such immense difficulties, this was only Khabab radiallahu anh I spoke about. We spoke about some Sahaba ikram in the battlefields of Badr. The moment this waswasa came to the heart, what was the ultimate result? Allah Azza wa Jal had strengthened their hearts by saying, no, do not fear. Why? Because 1,000 angels descended. According to the tafsir, according to the translations of the ahadith, we would learn that subhanallah, furthermore 3,000 and then finally 5,000 angels descended from the heavens. Yet there were only 313 Muslims. 70 were imprisoned from the non-Muslim side. As far as the Muslims are concerned, only 14 attained martyrdom. Allahu Akbar. From the Sahaba, from 313, 14 companions attained martyrdom. Whilst on the other hand, 950 non-Muslims, Allahu Akbar, from which 70 were imprisoned and the others were killed. And after being killed brutally on the battlefield, Allahu Akbar, they had, you know, fled from the battlefield, leaving aside their belongings, which was taken as the war of booty after the battlefield. Nonetheless, martyrdom and shahadat only the Muslims have taken, whilst the non-Muslims were dead or they have died on the battlefield. And some of them have died on the exact spot which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had showed. And he had ringed some spots on the battlefield and said, tomorrow so-and-so person will fall at this place. Tomorrow so-and-so person will fall in this place. The companions mentioned this was the power of the ilm al-ghayb of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the next day when we had seen the battlefield, the exact place where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had pointed out to was the same place that particular person was seen all dead. Allahu Akbar. He was seen dead on the exact spot where the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had identified a day before by circling or making marks on the holy, on the ground. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is how the hearts of the Muslims were strengthened and the hearts of the non-Muslims were weakened when they seen that despite these Muslims are being, you know, they are hungry or they are faced with poverty, but the strength of their iman had no measures. It was beyond estimation. One could not judge the level of their tabakkul and their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never cared for a moment what's going to happen to us when they looked at the army in front, because the actual ground reality was, if there's hundreds of people in front of you and there are just a few of you that need to protect or defend yourself, the ground reality is such that where they are more in number, you should not even think about combating or defending or fighting with these people. You should rather walk away from them if you want safety of your life. But here they realize that we will attain such victory that history will always remember. Why? Because they knew that they had tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. They had steadfastness upon the deen. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, during the event of Uhud was a similar situation where a group of munafiqs and hypocrites, you know, they plotted the Muslims by such a heinous, I would say, intention that the Holy Prophet, when he left Madinatul Munawwara to the place of Uhud, Allahu Akbar, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with an army of 1,000 Muslims. From there, there were 300 munafiqs and hypocrites who were under the ban of Abdullah bin Abi, and he was the head or the leader of them. And look at this plotting and planning of the hypocrites, which was not hidden anymore, as the Quran had spoken about the hypocrisy. And this is what they plotted and planned, that, you know what, we would show the Muslim army that we are with them, hum unke saath hai, lekin jab hum Uhud ke maidan ke qareeb aa jayenge to phir hum unse ye kahenge ki we are no longer going to fight for X, Y, and Z. They will give a reason. And what was the reason? Allahu Akbar. When the Muslim army set out to the battlefield of Uhud, and this is what Abdullah bin Abi came up with, a lame excuse, and he said, well, we are not going to fight because Our مشورہ was that this battle should take place in مدینۃ المنورہ, لیکن جو نوجوان حضرات ہیں انہوں نے یہ مشورہ سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو دیا کہ یہ جو لڑائی ہے یہ یہاں پہ ہو, نہ کہ مدینۃ المنورہ میں ہو. تو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had accepted the مشورہ of the youngsters and he has left our مشورہ, our opinion that this battle should not be here, it should be in مدینۃ المنورہ. So we are very upset and we decided not to help and assist because our مشورہ was not regarded of any value. There was no, you know, value given to our opinion. So why must we risk our lives and our families to come here? So with him, 300 munafiqs left the grounds. Allahu Akbar. Remember very well, dear viewers, at the Madani channel, it was once again istiqamat and steadfastness. There were only two groups of Muslims, two tribes of Muslims. It has been mentioned that the tribe of Salama and the tribe of Haritha, they became very stressed, or they were astonished to see that, well, such a large number of people have left us to come back with the non-Muslims. Allahu Akbar. And the moment this happened, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, once again, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed this verse in the Holy Quran Pak that speaks about this hypocrisy. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then strengthened the hearts of these people in the Holy Quran Pak once again, simply because they were scared. The Quran says, subhanallah, so beautifully,
وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إِذْ هَمَّتْ طائفتان منكم أن تفشلا والله وليهما وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
And remember, O dear, when you came forth from your home in the morning, appointing the believers on position of the battle. And Allah Azza wa Jal is all hearing, all knowing. When two groups among you almost decided to show cowardice, and Allah is their protector, and in Allah Azza wa Jal only should they believe and place their trust. Allahu Akbar. So here, those people were disgraced. They tried to, you know, frighten the Muslims, and they wanted to scare them by showing that, look, 300 of us are going to leave you now and leave you all alone to fight. But here, who won the battle? Who won on the plains of Uhud? It was the Muslims, dear viewers, and listeners of Madani channel. Subhanallah. It was the istiqamat. Innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allah summa istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika. If you look at Badr, the angels descended and assisted and helped and strengthened the hearts of the Muslims. Here, once again, they knew that we are not dependent upon the sword and upon the weapons, though they had few horses and just a little means to, you know, to combat or to defend in the battlefield. But their trust was not upon these things. Their trust was only upon Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise, dear viewers and the Madani channel, the event that we learn and we understand from the Holy Quran Pak is that we should also increase our trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is extremely essential and important for us to analyze and realize the importance of remaining firm on the deen. What are the blessings? So what we can do, inshallah, azza wa jal, after the early echo program, is that make some firm intention and close your eyes for a moment and focus. Yes, focus for a moment. That how can I strengthen my faith and my iman, at the same time remain firm upon my belief. Make sincere tawbah, inshallah, azza wa jal. Firstly, we should make an honest intention. Yes. Don't make a one that will just make you happy for a few moments, but rather make it for yourself and not to show others. That inshallah, azza wa jal, I will try and remain firm. I will ask Allah azza wa jal to grant me this istiqamah and steadfastness. And be honest in your niyat and your intention. Make a strong intention. And inshallah azza wa jal, you will be solid upon this niyat, then you will be definitely solid also upon istiqamat and steadfastness. Despite whatever trials and tribulations you may go through, Allah azza wa jal will help you to come out of those problems, inshallah azza wa jal. Istiqamat and steadfastness with your ibadah is very important. Unfortunately, we have no consistency in what we do. Today we read Salatul Fajr, tomorrow we shall miss Salatul Fajr. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, na'udhu billah. This is what's happening to us. We don't have istiqamat. We cannot do anything for a long time. Why? Because it is shaitan that interrupts in our aqeedah, in our iman and faith, and he weakens that. Look at the istiqamat of our Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whose month this is. His istiqamat to perform his namaz al-fajr was this, that he read his salatul fajr with the wudu of his isha salah for 40 years of his life. Can you imagine? He would read over thousands of nafil every night for 15 years of his blessed life. He would complete one Qur'an-e Pak. Look at the other a'imma ikram, look at the other awliya and salihin. There are hundreds and hundreds of scholars and ulama and awliya who would read 300 nafil, 1000 nafil, 1500 nafil, 400 to 300, to this extent that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, even when he was weak, he was imprisoned, he was tortured. Even being in that state, it has been mentioned that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal would read 300 rak'at, optional salah every day. Leave alone our fard salah. Brothers in Islam, dear viewers out there, this is the fact and reality that they will fast and keep so many nawafil and have istiqamat and steadfastness upon that, whilst we cannot even keep that which have been ordered to us to do. So how difficult it is to remain firm upon the deen is, of course, the summary of the hadith when the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that during the end time, you know, remaining firm upon the deen will be as difficult as holding a, you know, hot coil in your hand. These coals would be in your hand and it would burn you. Likewise, to remain firm on the deen would be difficult, just as holding burning coals in your hands. And this is what exactly is happening to us. We are Muslims, but many of us are only for the sake of name. Sirf naam Musalman hai, lekin hum apne kirdaar se kis tarah hai. This is what this early echo program is here to rejuvenate our spirits, to revive our spirits physically and spiritually. We should boost ourselves and our intentions and make some firm niyat intention, inshallah, that moving forward, I will become a better Muslim, inshallah, azza wa jal. We say shukran to the viewers out there who have, alhamdulillah, watched this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we would leave you with our missionary statement of Da'awat Islami. And that is to say, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Start your day with remembrance of